Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies Zoom edition. We'll be back in front of a live audience in LA next Saturday, November 12th at 4:20 at Dynasty Typewriter. But today is Sunday, November 6th, 2022. And my guests, two out of three of them are here. My booked guests for today are Ryan Johnson, Justin Long, and Chad Opitz. Hello.
Hello.
Hello to two. Yes, hello to two of you. One guest didn't make it.
I'm Justin Long, and I'm very excited to talk about my political opinions, which might be controversial, but
yeah, if you can impersonate somebody on Twitter, just pretend to be them on a podcast.
There we go.
Yeah, so Justin Long is AOL. he's America.
He's dialing in. Yeah, he's dialing in right now.
And so he may be joining us at some point, but let's meet the gentlemen who are here individually and alphabetically by first name. So that flips you around, I guess. Starting with returning champ from the San Francisco show we did a couple of weeks ago. It's Chad Opitz. Hello, Chad.
Hello, Doug. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm having a nice, relaxing weekend. It's been good.
Well, that's nice to hear. I'm a wreck right now because you may have heard that the next guest I was going to announce did not show up today.
Yeah, what the hell?
I don't know. He's probably
not respecting the Zoom format. That ain't right.
Listen, Barbarian spoiler. Maybe he's in one of those tunnels underneath his house.
Oh, no. I'm scared for him now.
You're right. These are some scary tunnels. Also creepy. Joining us, returning this show because I always love to reach out to him and get him on the show when he's got a movie coming out. And he certainly has that right now. It's Ryan Johnson. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. Hey, Doug. Hey, Chad.
Hi.
Excited to be here.
Well, thank you for being here.
I've met the minimum requirement. I'm here. So
yeah,
that's good.
You showed up. Yeah. you had a team of people that made it happen, and I appreciate that. And of course, it's an exciting time for you because the second Knives Out movie, this one called Glass Onion, is out any day now. And So do you want to tell us who the murderer is in this one?
It's Justin Long.
I need.
Oh! Damn, he's on the run. Kind of,
I need that kind of scoop, you know, to get some publicity. So I'm just going to go out and tell people that Justin Long is the murderer in the new Knives Out in theaters November 23rd and on Netflix December 23rd.
Whoa.
Yeah, man, but see it in the theater. See it in the theater for crying out loud.
We're out one week at like December at Thanksgiving. And
this is a this is a serious ironclad week, or if it's like doing boffo box office, it'll keep going.
They're telling me it's ironclad. We'll see.
They can't take a chance. They gotta just go. You gotta just go see it. Don't screw around on this. You know. It's the kind of movie that you can hold it over all your friends if you've seen it and they haven't, because you'll know something that could completely ruin it for them.
Yeah, we already know the killer now, Doug.
Yeah, it's right. Ruined. We all know it's Justin, and he's not even here for us to yell at him about it. he goes, "Fuck! I got confused about the time. Sorry, it's at 2?" Question mark. Yeah, right. We started it too, Justin. Let me text him real quick. I really think he's going to use the time change thing.
Is he going to attempt that? We all have phones. We all have iPhones.
I think he really is going to say it.
I'm on my detective hat right now.
Can you solve the mystery of why Justin Long is late?
I'm seeing the ellipses now. The three dots are half, but I can't wait to see his response, because I told him that it's 2:18 right now.
If it's a blue bubble, he has an iPhone, and we all know what iPhones do. They automatically update the time.
And I have an Android, and it still did it.
Okay. So he says he's heading home, and I'm going to say, hit us up when you get home. he just lost track of time, or you know, thought it was at a different time. But
he's been busy murdering.
Well, he's been murdering it as far as his career goes, because I'll tell him to his face when he gets here. But he rivals a lot of the Scream Queens in terms of volume of horror movie appearances.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
So I think we should, we should anoint him Scream King. That's how I'll put it. But before he arrives, let's go through his filmography and be real honest. No, before
Justin gets here, let's air our Justin Long grievances.
No, before he gets here. We weren't going to play the games right away. So that's the part we need him here for the most. So let's do the part where I asked my guests to recommend a movie. Chad knows it since he was just on a few weeks ago. But during the month of October, I asked everybody to recommend each of my guests. I'd say recommend one horror movie. But now that we're out of that month, which seemed like the longest Halloween ever to me, seemed like a 6-week Halloween period. And now we just entered right into looks like we're just doing 2 months of Christmas. We're like just starting Christmas stuff immediately. But so that being said, let's take a sharp turn and let's recommend for my listeners. I'd like each of you to recommend a wholesome movie, like the opposite of a horror movie, you know, something cheery and wholesome. Is anything springing to mind?
Yeah,
Chad.
Yeah, and last night I watched the weird Al Yankovic story.
Okay, now I'm gonna stop you right there, because there could not be more violence
and depravity
and bullying. There's so much bullying.
It's very fun, though. It's done in like a very cheeky way.
Yeah, it's but it goes, they are not afraid to get a little dark, especially when you know Weird Al's history of being sort of like, he doesn't go there when it comes to like dirty, you know, or offensive humor. But for him, it does get, it does get dark at times.
True. And, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But in a funny way too, because it's making fun of biopics and how, you know, how every single one of them has all these terrible turns that they take, of course, because they don't make a movie about somebody whose life has just gone perfectly.
Yeah. I'd you're not going to leave the movie being like, I need to take a shower. That was too much. You know, it's a good time, I thought.
Yeah, it's got a lot of sweetness and heart to it. And but the bottom line is very funny. To me, it was funny in an emotional way, because it's just weird to not only be laughing that hard again at something, but also at something that's kind of feels nostalgic, even though, you know, obviously Daniel Radcliffe, it's a very funny idea to have somebody who's like ripped and young and, you know, good looking, except for the except for the hair and the mustache, you know, and the glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just very, it's a very hilarious idea. And they, and it plays out nicely, you know, like it's, it doesn't feel like a one joke that goes on for too long. It's
no,
like
the, no.
It's perfect. And then also something about, I love the fact that it feels like it's getting more traction on social media of people saying like 5 minutes into it, I'm loving this movie. Because you have to watch it with ads. It's on Roku, so the ads are just there no matter what, because there's no paid version of Roku, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody's tweeting about it, because 5 minutes into this movie, everybody's loving, they get a little break immediately. And so I just keep seeing all these, I keep seeing all these tweets, I'm 5 minutes in and I'm loving it. It's like, it's kind of genius.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hope that doesn't catch on.
I don't think it will, because I also think that that's how much we love Weird Al, is that we watch his movie with ads.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a very good point.
And it's those ads. It's like YouTubers, you know, YouTube viewers are used to the kinds of ads they are, because they just kind of pop in randomly and there's a little clock in the corner that tells you how long it's going to take. You know, still managed to get some political ads in there. I thought, for fuck's sake, I could get away from political ads for 2 seconds by watching this Weird Al movie on Roku. But no such luck.
Yeah.
All right.
I did. I was very surprised when Justin Long showed up as the killer at the end. That was a shocker. I didn't expect that in the Weird Al movie.
He's really these secret killer cameos he's doing all over the place. It's getting out of hand. Weird, the Al Yankovic story. I like my full titles. Yes. What do you think, Ryan? You've had a chance to think about it. Any wholesome movies come to mind?
I was just thinking back what we've seen recently. You know, it was really fun. Did you guys see the Confess Fletch? Did you see the John Hamm Fletch?
No,
I did see it, and you're right that it does kind of it's got swear words and stuff in it, but there is a wholesomeness to it.
It totally is. It's also wholesome because it's just kind of, it's like that first Fletch movie. It took me back to just kind of the sort of thing that I would watch with my dad, like on a weekend. And it's just, he's really charming in it. It's really funny. It's like, you know, it just feels really kind of breezy, and it was just really enjoyable. Yeah. Very wholesome in that way.
Yeah. I hope they get into, you know, get into all the books, you know. Because I that could be, because John Hamm really nails the you know, it's a different take on the character a little bit than Chevy Chase. He doesn't like wear he doesn't put on fake teeth and stuff, but still same sort of attitude. Very funny. You watch it again, you probably catch new, you know, little jokes and asides you miss the first time, especially with an audience, because people laugh over stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm flipping through, because I keep kind of on my phone, just like, because my memory is so bad, I keep like a log of the movies I watch just so I can remember what I saw. So I'm flipping back through, and most of it's pretty dark. It's like, See How They Run. You know that mystery movie that just came out with Sam Rockwell?
It's like there's a renaissance of the whodunit that you're like at the front of the wave of that. Like it's really a genre that's making a comeback, and especially like kind of light version of the whodunit. I haven't seen See How They Run, but I hear it's good, and that I hear Saoirse Ronan's really good in it.
She's terrific. Rockwell's great and everything. That
I love Rockwell.
It's really fun. Also, Adrian Brody's got a really fun little part. This is really in it. It's super fun. I'm a whodunit junkie. I love those movies. So I'm in heaven right now with all these coming out. I watch all of them. I just love it. But yeah, that was really fun.
And that's a fun thing in your new movie is that you were able to get the co-author. It's something he's not as known for as his musical theater work, but the co-author of The Last of Sheila, whodunit from the 70s that you obviously like very much, was co-written by Stephen Sondheim, who you managed to get into Glass Onion, a cameo before he passed away.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got it's just like a fun little, I don't want to oversell it, it's just like one little fun moment in the movie, but it's a cameo where it's Sondheim, and we also got Angela Lansbury to do in the same scene, a little cameo. And I mean, yeah, she's the other thing a lot of people don't know, Sondheim, besides co-writing The Last of Sheila, and he was like a huge mystery and puzzle nut, the only like straight play, non-musical play he ever wrote was a whodunit. He was really, really into the genre. So, but also I grew up as like a musical theater kid in high school, and Sondheim was always kind of my guy. So for me, you know, both him and Lansbury, just the fact that I got 10 minutes with each of them to kind of film the thing, but then just like tell them what their work meant to me. I mean, it's pretty amazing, pretty cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. A tremendous good deal for you to meet them and get to appreciate them in person. And I seeing the two of them in that in any movie, but your movie specifically, I'll probably like shed a tear over it. It'd be so exciting to see, you know, because they are both so great. I was thinking for Knives Out 3, I know you probably don't want pitches really, but this is so perfect. Is Benoit Blanc could go to Cabot Cove and solve Jessica Fletcher's murder.
And the killer, Justin Long.
Because there's so many suspects. How many people do you think she put behind bars in that town?
Well, isn't the joke that it had to have been her? I mean, it's a little mysterious that any time she...
It's like, what a shocker.
Yeah. Okay, so since Justin's not here yet, I'm going to just fill in a movie for him. I'm going to pick one for him. I think I'm going to go with Alvin the Chipmunks, the Squeakquel. Thanks for those wholesome recommendations, you guys. We're going to go to our first commercial break, and we'll play some games, and hopefully Justin will have joined us when we get back. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. And guess who's here? He made it. He won on the show a few weeks back, and now he's back, the star of Barbarian, a Starbarian, if you will.
I will.
A Starbarian and a nice knit hat. It's Justin Long, everybody.
Well, don't tease the audience. Now they're going to want to see it.
They're just never going to. You're going to have to jump on.
This is audio only, Doug. Yeah. You can't see that hat.
Just take Doug's word for it. I'm wearing a gorgeous, cool little knit. Irish, would it be Irish?
Scott? Are you, were you like doing a self-tape for Legend of Bagger Vance too?
I feel a little like the way Leonardo, you can't see it, but Leonardo DiCaprio wears these, right? And he puts them all the way over down to his nose.
It works for him, that's for sure.
Yeah. Trying to, whatever can rub off on me.
Well, what's going on besides congratulations on Barbarian? Everybody is loving that scary ass movie.
Oh yeah,
you're like officially a Scream King at this point.
Yes, a Scream Queen, I think. Still, Scream. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes,
okay, if queen. You're comfortable with the title, I'll. Call
I'm very
you
comfortable.
Queen.
Scream King. King sounds too.
Or Scream. What about that Scream Walrus?
It's Scream Duke. Yeah. It's been so nice. Doug, what did you think of it?
Well, as you know, I'm not a fan of walking down dark hallways.
Right.
I generally avoid. I generally avoid it, but your character apparently is super into it, and so good for him. But yeah, we haven't said much about it on the show, obviously, because it's such a fun movie to experience without, knowing anything going in, including I think knowing that you're in it is a little bit of a spoiler.
Oh, well, shit. She said anything then.
I had no idea he was going to be in it when I started watching it. His introduction was super fun. I love that.
Oh, thanks, Ryan.
It's really.
I love that song. I love that Donovan song. It had been in my head for months after we shot. Rikki-tikki-tavi mongoose. It's such a good song. And it was supposed to be something else, but they couldn't get the rights. And I think Donovan wanted a lot more money than they ended up settling on. So I wonder how they feel about it, or he feels about it being in it. Because I've heard a lot of friends asking me about that song, and I wonder if it's had a little resurgence.
I bet you it has. I bet you people are using it in TikTok videos.
Do you have TikTok? I can't see anyone. It's difficult. I don't know what to speak. I want to see people laughing or not laughing.
I can't believe all these years in the business is your first time doing radio.
Well, radio with this many people, I suppose that I can't see you. Radio, you see the people in the room.
Well, now I feel.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You've never done a phoner.
Ryan, why don't you turn it on? Chad, come on.
All right. Is that cool?
Fucking pressure.
Yeah.
This is part of the reason we don't turn it on, because as you pointed out, the listeners aren't going to get to see it.
Yeah. Hey.
Hello.
It was a bad idea. I don't feel good about this.
It's going to make us more present, though. Ryan, everybody looks great. I haven't seen you since we did karaoke. What? Do you remember that?
Oh, my God.
Many Holy years ago.
Yes. Oh, wow.
With
oh my God. Yeah.
A fun crew. It was Krasinski and it was Emily, I think, Emily Blunt.
Emily, yeah. That was a blast, man. That's right.
Yeah. It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, man.
Okay. Camera's off now.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Chad. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Good to see you, Justin. Bye.
Stop saying goodbye. The show isn't over.
It was getting too personal with the cameras on.
Yeah.
It really was. Like, people were like, oh, this is
Chad, good. I like now your we're new
just chat with each other. Turn it on. All right. We got to focus now, Justin, because we've got a couple of games I put together to play. Great. And we were talking a little bit about Weird Al's movie, the Al Yankovic Story. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You saw it?
No. I've been just hearing such good things.
Yeah. Yeah, we, Chad and I saw it, and we loved it. And yeah, and Ryan plans to enjoy it. As a tribute, you know, as an homage to the fact that that movie's out this weekend, people can watch it on Roku. I've come up with a game called What? And here's how this game works. I'll say a fun fact, and then you have to tell me if it applies to the movie UHF or the movie U571 or neither.
Wow. Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. UHF. They're okay. Not, they're very dissimilar movies.
But they are.
They might have some things in common, or they might have things that they both don't have.
Well, Doug, this is an appropriately weird game.
It is. Yes, that's my point.
Perfect.
So Chad's going to get to go first. I'll say a fun fact to Chad. He'll guess either UHF, U571, or neither. And then if he misses, then Justin, you get a shot at it with the remaining two choices. And if you miss, then Ryan gets the gimme point because there's only one option left. Whenever somebody gets one right, the next person in line will go first on the next one. Chad, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, this is Chad, and Chad alone gets to answer this question. It's not really a question. It's just a fact. You tell me. If it's UHF, U571, or neither, released in the 90s.
Ooh. I'm going to say neither on this one.
You think neither one of those movies was released between 90 and 2000?
I do believe neither one was.
All right. Well, I appreciate you sticking to your answer. You're a player with integrity. That is correct. That is the correct.
Wow.
Yes,
I like that.
They just bracketed
vocal noise. Wow.
They bracketed the 90s with UH1 coming out in 1989 and U571 came out in 2000.
Yes.
So there you have it.
Okay.
Chad's on the board. Mm-hmm. He's got a point. Justin, you got to go first on this next one.
Okay. I got to stop. I'm preoccupied with putting up a photo on my little Zoom thing. But I'm going to drop it. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Has actor Keith David in it?
Ooh. Oh. It's so funny. I was just thinking about how I'm constantly getting Keith David and David Keith confused. But Keith David, I know now to be, because he was in something I just saw. Oh, Nope. Yep, he was in Nope. So he was in UHF or U571? I'm going to say UHF.
That's your answer, UHF? Keith David and UHF.
Now I know it's wrong. But well, based on your tone.
That's how I said it to Chad after his guess.
That's true. But he was throwing him off. Yeah.
He was right.
It is UHF. I'm going to say UHF.
Okay. That's incorrect.
Okay.
So now we go to Ryan. Ryan, you got it's narrowed down to two options.
Good luck, Ryan.
Oh, shit. U571 or nothing. I can't say I can call up in my mind many images from U571s. This is a blind stab, but I'm going to guess he was in U571.
You're saying that Keith David is in U571.
Don't do this to me, Doug. Don't fuck with me. Don't.
That's your answer. Yeah.
Man, you got a hell of a poker voice, Doug.
He really does.
I'm committing to it. I can see him in a submarine. Let's say he okay. was in it. Yeah.
You're going U571. Has Keith David in it.
Oh.
That means that we come back around to Chad.
Well, if I may. It's either he was either in U571 or K-19 the Widowmaker. I'm going to say neither then.
You know what? I don't know how you do it, but that is correct.
Woof.
Neither is correct. Here's the fun twist. David Keith, who Justin mentioned, is in U5.
Oh, you tricky bastard.
Yeah.
You're cunning.
Mm-hmm. Fair. All right. Let's do one more just for fun. Justin, because Chad's running away with this thing.
Okay.
But Justin, UHF, U571, or neither had the tagline, anyone can be a hero.
I'll say I'll say UHF.
So you're going with UHF had the tagline, anyone can be a hero.
It's probably neither. Now I want to say neither. Can I switch?
Do you want to switch it to neither?
I'm going to switch it to neither.
Okay, so you're saying neither of those movies had the tagline, anyone can be a hero.
Yes.
That is correct.
Whoa. Yeah.
You did it. It was too little, too late, but you still did it, and I'm proud of you. And
he puts on his video for a victory. Nice.
But Chad Opitz won that game, and he gets to go first in our next game, which we will play right after this break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back, and we were having so much fun during the break. I didn't want it to end. But we've got another game to play, and it's one I enjoy a great deal. It's called The Little Search Engine That Could.
Oh, yeah.
And in this game, I don't think Justin or Ryan has played this before. This is a game where I just roll onto the search engine on IMDb, the Internet Movie Database. And I type in a word, and in honor of Knives Out coming out, I typed the word out today. And then I wrote down the top movies that according to the IMDb algorithm are the 8 most popular titles with the word out in them.
Hmm.
Yes, oh 8 titles. Hmm. Without in them, 8 men out, if you will. And you'll take turns guessing movies without in the title for 3 rounds. And the higher up on the list your title is, the more points it's worth. So if you name the number 1 movie, it's worth 8 points, all the way down to the number 8 movies worth 1 point. And the titles must be exact, full, correct titles. There's like any sequels or anything. You got to know all the words. And start with Chad. Then we'll go to Ryan. Then we'll go to Justin. This is round 1. Each of you gets to name 1 movie in each round. And we'll pick them off as we go, as they show up on the list. If they show up on the list.
Okay.
Chad?
So, yeah, I'm going to go. I'd be surprised if this one was not on there because it's pretty recent and it was a popular movie. I'm going to say Inside Out.
Inside Out, the Pixar classic.
Yeah.
I think they're finally making a sequel.
Yes.
To that one. I'm a little worried about that because it's so perfect all by itself. I don't think it really needs a sequel. But if
just
they
like,
do it right.
Just like Cars.
Oh, boy. Cars had 2.5 too many movies, if you ask me.
Yes. All right. Yes, so, it did.
So you're going with Inside Out is a movie with the word out in it that you think is in the top 8 movies with the word out in them. And you are correct. It is on the list. And it's number four.
Ooh. Okay.
Number four. So that's worth Chad right out of the gate has a whopping 5 points.
Five.
But now we go to Ryan. What movie do you think would be on this list?
I feel good about this guess. I'm also relieved Chad didn't say this because this is like the only movie I can think of with the word in it. But I'm going to say Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Get Out, of course, was the prequel to Nope. And or it's the movie prior to Nope and prior to the other one, Us. But anyway, Get Out is in fact on the list. It's number two on the list of movies without in the title. So that's worth 7 points for Ryan. Justin, what do you think, man?
I'm going to say Out of Sight.
Okay. Oh, okay. The Soderbergh movie with Clooney and J-Lo. Her best screen performance, if you ask me.
She's great, isn't it?
And so many good people.
Steve Zahn is so good.
Yeah, you got Donnie Cheeds in there.
Donnie Cheeds.
Donnie Cheeds.
Denny Farina.
Old Donnie Cheeds. I'll never forget old Donnie Cheeds.
He's in there. But anyway, yeah, it's great. Oh, Catherine Keener has a fun turn in that.
Yeah, she's great.
Oh, and Albert Brooks, did you say him?
I did.
Tremendous cast. Story jumps back and forth like, for lack of a better term, Pulp Fiction style. And very enjoyable movie.
Unfortunately.
It's number six.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow, you guys are doing great. So Justin got 3 points for that. Now we go back to Chad. And he's been sitting there picking his brain.
Can out be part of a longer word?
You know, I would normally say yes.
Man.
But in this case, no. But yeah, if there were like a big movie, I just don't think there was anything big enough to come into the top eight that like could have been like something with the word about. OUT could have been together in a different word, but in this case, all of these have the word out.
Oh, just on its own. It can't be a conjunction or anything.
It's not in the case of any of these. In the past, I've done some where like, it's word will slip.
So Angels in the Outfield is
that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn.
That would be, that's one you could rule
out.
You rule out. Nice, okay. Doug.
God damn. Doug, you're a master. Let's see. This isn't going to be on it, but for some reason, the only one I'm thinking of is the Tony Danza masterwork. She's Out of Control.
You know what? That movie was, I did see it on the list, but I went really far down the list out of curiosity.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was nowhere near the top.
Oh, damn.
Eight, unfortunately.
Okay.
But, you're still in pretty good shape. You still got 5 points. We'll see. We'll see what else happens here when we go to Ryan for his seconds of three guesses.
I was literally sweating bullets, and then I just realized: am I allowed? Can I? Although this would be embarrassing if it isn't, I guess. But can I just say Knives Out? Knives Out.
You can say Knives Out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's part of the right fun there of this game. Everyone listening is waiting for you to say it or somebody.
I wanted to say it, but I thought Ryan should say it.
It's pretty low hanging fruit. So you want to stick with that, Ryan? You're going with Knives Out?
I'll roll the dice. Yeah, let's see.
Okay. Number one.
Oh,
nice.
What?
Nice. Oh my god. Well,
yeah, Justin, Chad, you both could have jumped in there.
Oh,
that made Ryan look silly, but he got
I wouldn't want to do that movie. To Ryan. That's why I don't think either of us wanted to do it.
Yeah, that's why. That's what
No, I'm Ryan. Just an idiot and I didn't think about it.
No, me too.
All right, Justin, there's still some points out there that could get you.
What about Living Out Loud?
Out Loud. What was that?
Was Queen Latifah in it? I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. And Danny DeVito?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And it's Holly clearly not. Hunter? Yes, Holly Hunter was in it.
Oh, yeah. Holly Hunter. Never heard of it.
I did it right after The Firm.
Yeah, no, that was that Richard LaGrave. I think Richard LaGravanese wrote it, and maybe also might have been his directing debut.
It's got to be right after Knives Out.
Or was the guy who directed? I'm sorry, Justin, but as a good guess, but did that make the top eight? I mean, you'll be surprised at some of the ones that did make the top eight. Okay. But let's go one more round, Chad.
Okay. All right. This one's very on. I don't think it's going to be on it. It's very on brand for me. The 1991 Steven Seagal film Out for Justice.
Oh,
I mean, that is one of the great titles in a series of great titles, because all of his titles were that, like Above the Law.
Yes. Hard to Kill.
Out for Justice.
Marked for Death.
Yeah. And then out of nowhere, he's like, and I'm in a movie called The Glimmer Man. What? Okay. Yeah.
What?
Huh? So you're going Out for Justice, yes. And I applaud the choice, but it is not.
Oh.
I'm sorry to say, Chad. So Chad, you're finishing out with five points. It was a strong showing. You had a great start, but now Ryan is way out in the lead. Can really rub it in here if he puts even more points on the board.
Well,
what do you think?
I've got a guess, but I would kind of be a bit of a bitch move to say it, I feel like, because the full title of the movie I have coming out is Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery. And I wonder if it got kind of all put together in there. And I wonder if that's in there somewhere just because.
Don't do it, Ryan. Don't do it. You're better than
that's
this.
The thing. I think it's not worth it. I'm not better than this, but you know what? I'm not. I'm going to go with something that's a definite loser here. But it is a cooler movie. I'm going to say Out of the Past, the Mitchum movie. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
No way it's in the top eight. There's no possible way, but I'm falling on my sword here just to show that I'm dumb.
I think it was around 11 or 12. On the list, but not in the top eight.
Awesome.
If I can even just recommend that movie to people, it's worth.
What is it, Ryan?
It's Out of the Past. It's a Robert Mitchum noir.
Nice,
great. It's so good. Yeah. It's really.
I when I worked with, I got to work with Michael Parks, and he was friends with Mitchum, and he would tell me the craziest stories about him, because they had done a couple of westerns together, and. He would just tell me the wildest stories about him. He seemed like he was a real cowboy.
I wonder if there's anybody in the world that's like, you know what, I prefer Chris Mitchum.
I don't think so.
Robert Mitchum. <All Bitchum>.
So Justin, it's back to you.
I'm going to do one of my favorites too. I don't think it's on there, but it's I'd recommend it to people too. It might be on my top 10 of all time. The classic Laurel and Hardy, Way Out West.
Nice.
Way
Out West. That movie's great.
So good.
Mm-hmm. So good. Yeah,
that is a good one. And it's funny that you mention. Wait, Abbott Costello?
It's Laurel and Hardy. Yeah, they have a deed to a gold mine. It's amazing. Laurel's got like there's like an 8-minute scene where he's just he hides the deed in his breast pocket, and so this woman just starts tickling him, trying to get it out, and he laughs for like a solid. I've never seen laughter like that, like realistic laughter that sustained for so long. It's incredible.
Such a good movie.
So good.
Well, we should put that down as your, I was asking the guys earlier to recommend wholesome movies. And since you weren't here, I just put in the squeak wall, but, but maybe we should do Way Out West instead.
Yeah. It really holds up. I saw it too long ago.
Awesome. Okay. So, that concludes the game. So Ryan is our winner with a whopping 15 points.
Nice.
And yeah, congratulations, Ryan. And let me just for everybody's edification, tell you about the rest of the movies in the top eight. Number eight turned out to be a movie called Out of the Furnace.
Ah, what? What is that?
It's Christian Bale, I believe.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, gritty drama. He's like a steel worker, but he runs with shady people, and he does, you know, he's going to do one last job with them, that sort of deal. Nice. Spousal abuse. It's got it all.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Number seven is a horror.
No Way Out.
Number seven is a horror movie. Number seven is a horror movie that I don't know much about, called Lights Out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I vaguely remember that. And then this is a movie that's like, apparently it's brand new. So I guess that's why people are looking it up. There's a film called, at number five, Out of the Blue.
Huh.
Out of the Blue. Yeah. So that it stars Diane Kruger and Hank Azaria.
Huh. Whoa.
Yeah. No judgment. And then, you know, Ryan did not want to do a bitch move, but number three.
What?
Glass Onion. Whoa. And Knives Out Mystery.
Well, this movie's going to be a hit.
I think so.
I can't wait to see it.
people are typing in Knives Out, you know, because of the anticipation of the next Knives Out. So that's why the original Knives Out is number one. Mm-hmm. And then, this new one's not far behind with, you know, still a couple of weeks before it's in theaters for 1 week only, Justin. You only have 1 week to see Glass Onion.
Yeah.
In theaters starting November 23rd is when that's starting.
Cool.
And then it'll be on Netflix on December 23rd. Do you have Netflix, Justin?
Sorry. I do. I just got it. I just got it. To see Knives Out, to see Glass Onion. I can't wait. I can't wait to see it.
Well, Ryan Johnson, since you won today, you got to do your plugs first. I don't know if I just did all your plugs, but do you have anything else to say about it?
No, that's yeah, we got 1 week only Thanksgiving, and tickets, you can buy them now. So it's only like 600 theaters. It's not a ton of theaters. So get out there and see it. But it's fun. It's fun. I hope you guys like it.
I think I read that it's unprecedented that like three of the biggest movie chains are all showing it.
That is what's cool. Netflix, they really kind of stepped up, and this is the first time a Netflix movie is going to be in AMC and Regal and Cinemark theaters. Cool. So that's pretty cool. So it'll be out there. I'm just hoping, I will say it's similar to the first one, I think, having been around the festivals with it now, it's a really fun movie to see with a crowd. So I'm hoping people get out and see it with a good crowd on Thanksgiving. It's a fun one. But yeah.
Yes.
Right on.
Out of the past.
Chad Opitz, thank you for being here. What would you like to plug, young man?
Well, I mean, I didn't direct a killer dope-ass movie or star in one of the best horror movies out in the last few years like these other guests, but I will be at the Alameda Comedy Club on November 19th headlining. So if you're in the Bay Area, come on out. It'll be a fun time.
I think they should all come out. We all approve that message.
I might even somersault, Doug.
No. Justin and Ryan don't know about this, but some of the stages that we do shows on together, Chad and I, are at a level, the punchline specifically in Sacramento and San Francisco, the stage is at a level where Chad can run up to it and basically do like go right into like a somersault and then back up on his feet again. And it's incredible, but there are very few venues that are set up that way. So I hope to see you again in San Francisco soon, my friend.
I'm actually going to see you on New Year's Eve, right?
I'm going to be at Cobb's on New Year's Eve with six other comics, real fun shows, two shows at Cobb's in San Francisco. And I'll be in Houston, Texas. Doug Loves Movies is coming to the Come and Take It Festival in Houston on November 20th. All of my dates are at douglovesmovies.com. Justin Long.
Doug.
I'll be at Alameda. I'll be at the Alameda Comedy Club. Hell watching yeah. That somersault.
Yeah.
I'll be watching Glass Onion the week after. That's kind of all I'm gonna be doing.
That's your whole thing? That's all you've got going on?
Well, I'm in Vancouver working. I have a fun it's like a parody of Christmas movies that Vince Vaughn wrote that is it's coming out, it's on AMC, I think, around Thanksgiving after you've seen Glass Onion.
What's the movie called?
It's called Christmas with the Campbells, and it's me and Brittany Snow. George Wendt is in it. He's great.
Oh, whoa.
Alex Moffat from SNL. It's fun. But Vince wrote the whole thing. It's a Hallmark Christmas movie that he just took apart and rewrote. So it's this R-rated, whoa, like wild, but shot like one of those Hallmark Christmas movies, you know, like the whole crew and the director, they had all worked on, they make these movies, but it's just with Vince's voice. So it's wild. It's fun.
Damn.
I love it. I'm very, very excited for that. And cause we, you know, especially on this show, we talk about Christmas movies every year, and you know, there's certainly a lot of Christmas classics, but it's always nice to have new ones to talk about. Yeah, and well, thanks to all three of you guys. This was a lot of fun. This was a real good time. Chad Opitz, Justin Long, Ryan Johnson. Until next time, as always, the great ambition of women is to inspire love.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.